Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Okay, I'm putting on the old butt anime.
Sup, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk. Only longer and certainly much dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. No Brandon. Let's skip ahead to... he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. We both got to meet a 9-year-old alligator together. He's just a meat vessel for human... I almost said gentrification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except for maybe a Spam Musubi, which I now have bought several times recently from Uwajimaya. He is the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola Wanshang Haude Chelama. Do you think of my pants every single time that you eat a Spam Musubi?
You know what? I don't. I'm not a visual person. But I think of you.
Oh, well, that's nice. I like that.
I like refrain from texting you a picture every time I get a Spam Musubi. I know you wouldn't be opposed to it, but it's...
I actually wish you would.
Typically, I don't have the time for follow-up texts, and so yeah. Like, I don't start a lot of texting unless I know I can like spend some time.
Yeah. You don't want to spend time with me, so...
Going just, down some yes-ands with you or whatever, so... Yeah, anyway, helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. One of us not even here. If you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we even get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us to say sexy things online about Siege. Or me. You can say sexy things about me. That'd be nice. NerdTalkPlus.com. Siege.
Let's see if we can't get some sexy things about Greg. I mean, you can join us in our Discord.
Oh, which yeah, is very fun. We got one the of link. Those. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know, right? One that you can actually see the comments on, too. So we did get some fun little messages this week. Some of them about a wedding that I was doing, which everybody was excited about.
I didn't know
about.
It was someone that I know's wedding.
Yes.
Why didn't you explain that to me?
Oh, I don't... I have a fun time just kind of throwing a dead fish in your lap and letting you figure it out on your own.
It's some ECS people. I just think you forget. I think that's what it is. It's like it's some ECS people. And then I'm like, oh, I went on a date with that girl.
And now she's marrying someone else.
Yeah, yeah, great, great. There was no love connection, but she's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah. Shout out to my friend Rachel and Patrick. I married them in Disney World, and that was wonderful. I also corrupted some other ECS friends, a young child, young Theodore. Got him preparing to steal a boat, which would have pissed off Gravy. So we almost actually stole a boat in Disney World, which
boat
was fun.
Law.
Yeah, boat law.
I want Gravy to be on a show called Boat Law. No blimps.
That would work. And then we got some messages... throwing back to our question of the week from a couple weeks ago.
What was the question of the week then?
It was how many Waffle House waffles could you eat in 24 hours?
Yeah, dude, I mean, if you can't eat six, what are you even doing?
Yeah, between the answers on the show, we had like 16, 18. I said something ridiculous. I said 24 just to be simple.
Yeah.
Rook Arbeen had originally written in 3 or 4.
God damn
and then
it.
Across 3 or 4 settings. And then she changed it to 34 in a private message later on. And Kiki actually did some mental math. Our good friend Kiki Dale.
Yeah, Kel. She's the best.
She said, I think I could commit to 24 waffles in 24 hours, even with my little bird stomach, factoring in an 8-hour sleep, which I guess means I'd have to double up on waffles every other hour. She's like, I don't know.
No.
Math.
Stop. It could be six. I think you can maintain 1 an hour. I think that like
that's
16
easy.
In a day is no problem, Kiki. You don't need to have an 8-hour sleep and then double up or anything like that. I think if you did 1 an hour, I'd be impressed and proud.
Yeah. I mean, hell, when I at the wedding, I went to Waffle House in Orlando and because there were no seats, I sat with the lovely Reginald family from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Some dummies.
Very excited for me to be there.
Something like that happened to me at IKEA, only we didn't talk at all. I just like was like, uh-oh. Hey, there's an extra seat at your table. Can I sit down? And they're like, sure. And then like they looked at me and then I like ate my too many meatballs and they were like, all right. When I was done, I was like, all right, see you later. And they were like, thanks for coming.
Just shamefully eating meatballs in the corner of a table. We were all singing and dancing, and this was great. What did I have? I did four. Did I do four or eight? No, I did four in 1 hour. So, and I went back later in the day and did four in another hour. So it was, I did, but at the same time I did, they were the two double waffles each time. And I had a full scramble, hash brown scramble bowl of cheesesteak. And then I would take that and I would stick that into a waffle and make a giant waffle taco. Gravy is either enjoying, that face is either like, man, that's amazing, or my stomach is in pain and I'm about to have diarrhea.
Why not? Pork hand? No.
Yeah, for real. Why not? Enjoy it on the way in and just remember it on the way out.
Yeah. You know, I don't even care about the way out. It's always the 6.5 hours of brick in your stomach in the middle. Yeah. That's the part I don't like, where I'm just like, please put me out of my misery. And then the plumbing takes over, and then, all right, back to eating waffles, I suppose.
Just sit on your toilet with your crown.
I wish we had a Waffle House here. Next time I go somewhere with a Waffle House, I'm going to see what kind of damage I can do, because...
Hell yes.
It's...
I mean, Florida's right around the corner.
I mean, it's all perspective, I suppose, yeah. Guys, today I looked into buying tickets to Japan, so...
How many McDonald's points get them?
That's not even why. I didn't even get to that yet. Siege sent some very sexually explicit Japanese thing to the group chat. I'm sure it was Siege. I don't know why I assumed that.
McDonald's.
The McCream Pie? Is that what it was called? Yeah, okay.
Yes, the adult McCream Pie.
Okay, anyway. And then I do have quite a few McDonald's points. And hey, I've accomplished my New Year's resolution. We're the 26th today, and I have not eaten fast food in the month of January. I don't miss it at all, except when I'm super busy and I need to like stop and just get something. That's when I miss. Like Taco Bell, running advertisements is difficult, but I'm okay. But I'm out running around driving my kid from thing to thing, and I'm like, I only have a few minutes, and I'm like, oh man, I got to get to school. If I could just stop and get a breakfast sandwich from McDonald's, I'd be set. But I can't right now because of the New Year's resolution, and I'm proud of myself. We're
going to Japan on February 1st and eating at every McDonald's and KFC there.
You're goddamn right. No, I want to go for the next sumo tournament in March, and I looked it up, and I guess they really take Japanese, they really take, the Japanese really take maple blossoms. What do they call that? Cherry blossoms.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
the cherry blossoms. Yeah.
They take that really seriously, because if you look at the beginning of the window for cherry blossom season, the plane tickets go from being $1,100 to $3,000. And I'm I can't go to Osaka.
Both them and China. The festivals that they do for them are incredible. The prices are insane. I was talking to a friend in Shanghai, and she was telling me that... my friend in Shanghai. So she was telling me that, like, yeah, if you are going to come, do not come during the festivals. Not only is the population...
And you like it when people tell you not to come, right?
Yes, of course. Not to come. And finally, the last note that we got was an Instagram user from Seattle named Dildo Nightmare.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Sent us a message that they liked our memes. They haven't listened to the show, but they like our memes. If it's anything like the memes, it's probably better than average.
Well,
so thank you. Please listen to the show.
Dildo Nightmare, you're a dream come true. Sorry, I don't even know. So yeah, I want to go to Japan. It's so expensive, though. There's no way I can justify it, but boy, get the Osaka special and go see some sumo. It just sounds so good, dude. One of my buddies is trying to buy an apartment in Osaka so he can go there. He does Magic the Gathering in Japan a lot, I guess. I think that's what he does. And so he goes there a lot.
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
He wants to spend, something like that. And he wants to spend more time there. And so he's like, I'm going to buy an apartment. And I was like, cool. And he's like, you can use it whenever you want. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to do that thing. Just, is there weird sex stuff that happens here? Because I just need to know, so I sleep on the couch, unless it's the weird sex couch. So just holler.
Why do you have to sleep somewhere else?
I don't want to sleep on other people's weird sex stuff, dude. Come on, look at me.
I know, Greg. I know.
I mean, I can't.
I'm trying to break you out of that shell. I've slowly been cracking.
I'm trying to get
it
back into that shell. The deviance that has come out of me in the last 20 years, like, needs to be suppressed.
No. Let it free.
Anyway, I did something that you would be proud of, I think, Siege.
Ooh, good.
The other day, I was feeling incredibly lazy, and so I decided to only have meals of hot dogs.
Hell yes! Oh, that's another question of the week.
I've got something related to. So I ate. You know, I typically eat two meals a day, and then about 20 snacks. You know, like the typical. Mm-hmm.
Like a typical 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, thank you. And so I had hot dogs at lunch on the Foreman grill, of course.
Hell yeah.
And then later
question
on.
Question for you. Do you split them or do you just like put them in there whole?
Yeah. I just throw the full dong on there.
Full dong and squish it?
That was the wrong word.
No, it was correct. Okay. You're right.
That's correct. Okay. Anyway,
both applicable.
So yeah, I put the whole wiener on there, is what I'm trying to say, and then I just let it cook, and then I give it a flip and a rotate, and then I let it cook some more, and then it's straight onto a bun with some delicious, I don't remember who makes it, but I love it, it was like a honey mustard on there, and man, it was just so good. And then later in the day, I was like, I mean, I talk a big game about how many hot dogs I could eat. Can I have another meal of hot dogs? Not a problem. I mean, it was only four in one day, but I was like, dude, this is
easy.
Yeah, this is easy, dog. I could have like totally done more than that. So then
I could eat more square meals if I had hot dogs every meal.
I feel like I was pretty bummed out in 2025 about my weight gains because they were not intentional. They were not gravy working out weight gains. These were me getting older and having too much sodium weight gains. Got on the scale the next morning. Lost weight.
See?
I'm calling
it's the new diet fad.
I'm calling it the Gerg diet for sure.
Hell yes. Gerg diet.
Yeah.
2026.
I guess it could also be the dong diet. That makes no
sense. Gerg's dong diet.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Okay, good.
You want to lower your girth? Eat Gerg's dong diet.
No, I don't. I don't want to do that. I need everything that I can to work for me here, all right? I do have a question of the week.
It's work.
If your 15-year-old self saw you now, what would they say?
Why aren't you wearing any pants?
Is that a Spam Masubi?
Is that a Spam Masubi in your pocket?
To be fair, I did not know what Spam Masubi was.
True.
When I was 15, to be fair. So, yeah. What would your 15-year-old self think of you? This is not an uncommon question, and I think people ask this a lot. I think of men and women of a certain age, our age, think about this probably more than when we're younger or whatever. But, like, Siege, what would your 15-year-old self say about you?
Say about me, or what would they ask me?
What would they say? It's like if they're like, man on the street, like, hi, 15-year-old Siege, look at this wild piece of shit.
Yeah, basically. I mean, trying to think, just off the top of my head, it'd be like, oh my God, what has happened to you? No, I think honest, if I'm being 100% honest, I think my 15-year-old self might be pretty impressed with some of the
still
cool stuff that I have to do. Yes, that I still live at home with my parents. Yeah. To be fair, I'm taking care of my parents. Thank you.
Also, to be fair, you're not still living at home.
Yeah,
you're
true.
Back living
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, it's for a kind reason. And
yeah,
yeah.
And but yeah, I think he'd be pretty impressed that, you know, I travel a lot, do shows. I mean, hell, just this last couple of weeks, I've done multiple comedy shows in different locations. I married people. I taught comedy. I'm marrying people again next weekend, doing more comedy shows, voice acting.
On an amazing podcast.
On an amazing podcast with and, an amazing friend and co-host, Brandon.
And, yeah, and this podcast.
And also Nerd Talk Plus.
Bitch.
Hey, but Dildo Nightmares likes our memes, so.
We put out zero this year.
Yeah. Have I posted anything?
I haven't. To be clear, I'm not. I have zero expectations that we put anything out because I've not done anything. So
yeah, that's all right. It keeps you safe, though.
Gravy, let's let you in on this one. What would your 15-year-old self say about whatever this is that you've become?
I don't know. If he just got like a book that was like, hey, here's the next 30 years of your life, and he was looking at me, I don't know. He'd probably be like, wow, that's a lot.
I mean, he's done a lot.
Well, see, if my 15-year-old self saw the stuff that I went through in those last years, he'd be like, oh man, why aren't you dead?
Yeah.
I think we all think that about you.
Yeah, just currently, yeah. I mean, currently he'd be like, yeah, man, that's cool. But otherwise it was like, yeah, man, you're dead. Oh, that's so funny. Somebody, a couple of people on Blue Sky found out that my parents are from Philly and I'm a first generation Florida man. So they were.
Oh my God. This explains so much about that's you.
Exactly what everybody said. They're like, I just learned so much about you and like your need to confront everybody and just be a general menace to society. And somebody says, are you the real Gritty?
Oh,
and I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you're more of a Gritty than a Bowie, I think.
And that's for sure.
Bowies are Gritty.
I mean, Bowie's sweet and kind. I'm no, more of...
Bowie's a menace, though, also.
Yeah, but I mean, comparatively...
I was there on Wednesday. He was being a menace. He was throwing popcorn in some dude's face over and over. It was very funny.
My favorite guy is Victor E. Rat from the Florida Panthers. Not Stanley. I love Stanley. But Victor E. Rat, our secondary mascot, who is a terror. He's great. He's out there grind dancing with women, and I love him.
Also from Philly.
Also from Philly.
Like, my most NPR friend lives in Philly, and I'm like, what? Why is NPR even in Philly?
The base attitude in Philadelphia is, what are you looking at?
Yeah, like, and... I can't imagine being an NPR host and having to go in public.
It's okay because nobody listens to you there. Yeah. NPR Philly is being listened to in Delaware.
To be fair, though, he does. Well, I'm actually not going to say what he does because I don't want anyone to know what he does because I don't want to sell him out. So there you go. Guy. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so Gravy says, wow, that's a lot. Siege is pretty...
Why aren't you dead?
What's that?
Why aren't you dead?
Yeah, and also, like, pretty impressed, I think, is the impression that I got from there. I have a hard time with this because I think 15-year-old me would be like, whoa, what? Because, like, I have an awesome job and a super rad career, and I'm like, I don't take that for granted at all. And I think that would be cool. But I think 15-year-old me would be like, why are you such a loser? Like, why are you so bummed out,
no,
dude?
No.
Have you seen the sex that you've done? It's been awesome. You should, you should be pumped about that instead of being like me or...
See, he's not going to be getting into your psychoanalyst. He's 15. And he's going to be like, whoa, you did all that? You are awesome. That's what I'm thinking of my 15-year-old. Yeah. If my 15-year-old me was looking at me and how I deal with things, no, he would off me for me.
You're a mess. Like,
yeah.
Like, come here.
You're a disaster. How many pills do you take every morning? Yeah.
See if we can fix that neck permanently. Yeah,
for real. No, your 15-year-old you would love you and look up to you.
Yeah, because like at the time I was like listening to Marilyn Manson and wishing I could be a rock star. And if I was like, oh yeah, I'm the morning host at a radio station in Seattle, they'd be like, Seattle, you mean where Nirvana is? And I'm like, oh, I guess so. That's pretty cool to frame it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Then I could be like, on my way to divorced, and then my 15-year-old me would be like, what?
What?
That's
not,
no.
Hey, guess what, 15-year-old me? We got two. Oh, that was a funny moment. When
15-year-old you was like, sex at least twice? Cool.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
My, when I was marrying my friends up in Disney World this week, the wedding person for Disney, you know, they're very much like they want to make sure everything's perfect and this and that.
Oh, this is sanctioned.
Yes, this is actual wedding.
I thought like you guys were going to be renegades. This is awesome. Go on.
Oh, no. She was like, looked at me and, you know what you're doing? You ever done this before? I'm like, yeah, I've been married twice. I know exactly what I'm doing up here.
I don't know how to, what the part after.
Yeah, yeah. No,
but
no,
the
no.
part up until.
No, I can do this part. Yeah, the rest
I
of it,
do is where, them. After yeah. that, it's I don't know. But yeah. it's to there, all good.
I do / not know.
There we go. I haven't been to a Disney property in forever, and I feel terrible because I feel like I should take my kid to one of them, but I just have no desire to punish myself with that. And so,
my second ex-wife took my kid and me to Disney.
I'm excited.
I couldn't do it myself.
They're going to update the Galaxy's Edge to have original trilogy in it now.
It didn't before?
No, it was all sequel trilogy stuff.
What? That's so stupid. What?
Yeah, now they're updating it.
It'd be so cool if we could ask Brandon all about it because he was, you know, just there last week, but okay.
Who's Brandon?
Yeah, who is what? That? Who is that person? You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to step away and I'm going to go find Brandon and we're going to come right back with This Week in Dreams and Brandon. All right, well, I saved something from Instagram for this week to get us, I guess it's a secondary question of the week. Do dudes, are you doing what you can to stave off prostate cancer?
Does milking your prostate count?
According to, I don't know whom. this Instagram page I just found is maybe not right.
According to Siege.
Men should ejaculate an average of 21 times per month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To help prevent prostate cancer. So,
my actual doctor, who I haven't been to in a couple years, but my actual doctor told me that one time.
My doctor's not that cool.
My doctor's like, so the current wife helping you out there? And I was like, nope.
She did.
And then she was current second ex-wife.
Yeah. So it has been a couple of years. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Doctors are expensive. I'm going to say overrated, but they're not. They're just expensive. Yeah.
And overrated.
Okay. Just making sure that you guys are doing your due diligence. I don't want to.
Why? Do you need help?
No.
Oh.
Clearly, that's a no for me, dog.
I mean, that's what friends are for.
Uncomfortable headline from iflscience.com. Yeah, we're going to do some nerd talk.
Oh, wow.
A giant fatberg, like an iceberg, but made out of fat. A giant fatberg is flinging poop balls at Sydney's coastline. Wait. Sydney being in Australia. Bondi Beach recently had some negative headlines.
That's where my friend lives.
Yeah, Bondi Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ought to text your friend and see if they're seeing any giant fatbergs washing up on shore. It's a problem that started several years ago. Their sewage, I guess, their sewage treatment facilities were having problems with fat buildup, and it's probably from idiots pouring stuff down the things and the drains and whatnot. The description of what the scientists found in the poop balls is so gross. They said they smell awful, which I'm not surprised by.
I mean, it's poop.
The balls contained traces of cooking oil, soap scum, hair, human fecal matter, veterinary drugs, blood pressure medication.
What are they eating over there?
Forever chemicals, and the psychoactive substances THC and methamphetamine. Siege, my response to this was, what the hell is going on in Australia?
And why was I over there flinging these poop balls at people?
Yeah, like, why does that sound sort of awesome?
So I was a giant orangutan in the ocean there for a while, and just big old puddle of fat throwing poop at people. I don't know, but this sounds a lot worse than microplastics.
Those are in there, just so you know.
I've accepted that there are microplastics in my penis, but not methamphetamines. Oh, no, I guess I have accepted that as well. Maybe not veterinary Drugs.
It's so weird. So then my response to this, my response, my follow-up question, I should say, is can you imagine what our Fatbergs would look like?
Because,
I mean, to be
fair,
where
were we on the fat rankings? We were way fatter than Australia.
And to be fair, like, Australia is basically, like, less populated America. Like, it's like big Texas.
No, it's big Florida. Well, it's really just kind of Florida, except a giant space.
I wouldn't sell Texas short that much, man.
It's like true. It's if you combined Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
But Florida is definitely more the people.
And then with an Austin and a Miami and a, you know, Los Angeles.
Australia sounds awesome now that I think about it. Except they don't have guns.
Oh well.
That's another thing that I did this weekend is I almost bought two machine guns.
No, that's not.
The only reason I didn't is I couldn't fit them under my seats in my car.
I would also imagine affording them might be a problem. Credit cards, come on.
Weddings pay.
Anyway, what do you think would be in our Fatbergs if they, I guess it depends where you're at.
Meth, THC, I mean, like, let's go down the list. antidepressants, much more so than probably anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Man.
Probably like dead people.
Yeah. I was going to, definitely not going political here.
Bullets. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, great. We just had so many bullets.
So many bullets. Definitely. Shell casings.
To
everywhere.
Be fair, it would be bullets that somehow ended up in them, and then the bullets from the Americans shooting at the Fatbergs. It would be like an in and out bullet situation that they've got there. Probably in and out.
Radiation poisoning. Actual hamburgers.
Yeah. This is amazing.
I mean, this actually sounds kind of cool. I might want to hang out on a Fatburger.
Just the smell is probably the hardest part about it.
There are ways around that.
Which would you rather be near, the garbage island in the middle of the Pacific or a Fatburg?
Probably eat the Fatburg.
Oh, God. There's literal human poop in there, dude. All right, that's enough of that. Moving on. I love that researchers at UCSD in San Diego took a...
Fighting banana slugs?
A bunch of...
UCSB. That's UCSB. My bad.
Yeah, UCSB is the banana slugs. UCSD is the Aztecs or something like that. I can't remember. They took a bunch of different learning language models and had them play D&D.
Whoa, cool.
And D&D, obviously, against both other chatbots and against, like... up to there was a couple thousand human participants as well. So they like really did like a significant amount of testing there. And D&D, a game notoriously that makes you think and more importantly, remember stuff over long stretches of time. Like narrative is important to D&D. And the big question that they were asking is, can your AI handle that? So to make it a little bit easier for the machines not to hallucinate scenarios, the researchers fed it all the maps and resources on the map so the AI wouldn't just go crazy.
Make something up,
right?
Just wild out.
They'd have some sort of control there. They found that the AI actually quickly started hamming it up. It started getting into character. They said warlocks were particularly dramatic even when it didn't call for it. another example was paladins gave heroic speeches at inappropriate times. It sounds pretty awesome, to be fair.
It's done. This actually sounds fun.
And then depending on the different models, they did different things. Like you'd get different results playing on ChatGPT versus like DeepSpeak. So overall, the answer to the question is yes, they performed reasonably well, often while overcommitting to the bit. They again don't remember things well, and so they're not good at referencing back to other things and whatnot. But in the moment, they can improv pretty decently, I suppose.
That's pretty cool. I like that. Team DeepSpeak.
DeepSeek, yeah. Which one has Claude?
I hear people mentioning it. I won't use any of them, but it's especially Google being like, I'm just Googling something, and or I'm just like on Chrome, and it's like, hey, did you want to use Gemini? Just like a pop-up, and I'm
like... Yeah, I know, every single time.
I hate you.
I keep saying, do you want to use this? Do you want to go into deep AI? I'm like, no, every single time.
That being said, by the end of February, Apple is supposed to announce that they're going to buff up Siri by attaching Google's Gemini to it. They've actually hired Google to help make Siri not the goddamn worst out of all the like major AI bots that are attached to machines like your phones and stuff like the for me, Google is the best. It gives the best responses and it can remember something. So if you're like, hey, what's the weather like outside? And then it says, and then you're like, and what's it going to be like tomorrow? You don't have to say, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? It can follow a train of thought. Or it can be like, hey, how old is Tom Cruise? Where was he born? And it can understand the pronoun and the, it's very woke. It can understand pronouns and what it's talking about or whatever. But a Siri is, I'm like, hey, how do I make scrambled eggs? And it's like,
here, I found this on the internet for you.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I need you to tell me. I'm driving, obviously, and I need to make scrambled eggs
while you're driving? See, this is why you can't navigate traffic circles.
I can navigate traffic circles. What are you talking about? I'm good at
that. Well, maybe other people are making scrambled eggs while driving, and that's why they can't, and that's why you're angry.
Oh, my God. I yelled at a guy so hard the other day for just cutting through a thing. I, like, stepped out in the street and shook my fist at him. I was hoping he would turn around and come back because I wanted to fight, but it was...
You got out of your car and shook your hand.
No, I was just walking the dog, and I was like, I didn't get out of the car.
Like, that would have been amazing.
Practicality versus laziness, dude. There is definitely a balance that has to be struck there. Yeah, I don't really ever want to play D&D again, to be honest. I don't.
It's too much commitment for me. I like doing the improv part and the fun part in the moment. I don't want to be a part of a whole quest.
Basically, this is our D&D. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we get together and just hallucinate silly stuff for an hour, and then that's that, and we share it with everyone else, and that's cool. Maybe we should keep stats.
Like, I mean, we do. I win every week, though.
That's kind of what Maria did. Where she was like,
yeah. What's up, dummy?
Yeah. Thanks for making my life harder, lady. Anyway, dummy, I mean, interesting. This week, San Diego Comic Con, they announced that they won't be allowing AI generated anything as part of the show.
Awesome.
There was like a. Love it. Pretty like rapid and firm backlash that real human artists put together to their previous policy of allowing it. And to their credit, whoever puts on San Diego Comic Con, I can't remember right now, they did a good job and said, okay, yeah, we're gonna ban that. And so I feel like if you're gonna have AI art, then have robots attend, you know? Like
It's again just the same old argument for me. It's like the AI stuff. It's AI serves a purpose in helping me find things on the internet, but it doesn't even get that right. Stop making it for the creative stuff that like the only way that we humans can truly really express ourselves.
Just to have it do pattern recognition. That's what that's all it's good for, because it's not actually smart and it's not your friend.
Yes.
It might say things that are friend-like, but it's not your friend. It is still a machine that is harvesting data from you to be able to control you, and it doesn't know what it's doing other than that, looking for patterns in your behavior so that way it can respond to them efficiently and control you. And it's not like conspiracy control you. It is an emotional control that once, like, think how long you can scroll your freaking social media because they've got you figured out. They know what you want and they keep giving you more of it to the point where you don't get tired of it and you have to, like, you have to have a reason to stop doing it.
It's an actual program meant to do that, meant to play on your emotions, on your brain patterns, to make you continue using it. So not only can it draw more data from you, like you said, and learn from you, it can learn how to manipulate you even more. Its entire goal as a machine, as a program, is to manipulate you to do things that it wants. And right now its goal is to steal information from you, like emotionally and, you know, just mentally, and to learn and to basically keep you going, keep you there, give you what you want so you keep using it.
With the side effect of also keeping us separate. because we're each getting our own feed. And like, while the three of us probably see a lot of the same stuff, it's still different enough that I don't need to communicate with other people. I can just keep getting the dopamine itch taken care of just from it sending me stuff. It's really bad. So, Comic-Con says we're not going to allow the AI to make the art to get rid of the humans. I think about this Fugazi quote all the time. When everything is too expensive or too dangerous, where are we going to live?
Yeah.
And it's the same idea with AI. When all of the jobs are taken, what are the humans going to do? And the answer is not anything awesome, because
ejaculate 21 times a month.
I mean, I could do that with a job, though. I just feel like
imagine what you could do if you were dedicated, though.
Pay my mortgage, man. If I had more free time.
If I had more free time.
Yeah.
Well. No, but like the AI and the art stuff, it's extremely frustrating for me because, I mean, not trying to give away anything that I'm working on, but there is an anime that I do an English language voice for, and to match my voice, they actually take the original anime and use a bit of AI computing to match the mouth movements of my character to my voice from its original language. And while it's frustrating to me, I mean, it is there, and it's something that is already being done. And
so what's the line, you know, like what's the, cause in my mind I'm like, well, that's not as bad as just saying like, give me a scene where there's a guy that flies up out of the ground.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a scene that's already been created by artists, done by artists. And what they're doing, instead of reanimating the whole thing, or even just Matt, like how we usually do localization dubbing for other languages, is I match my acting and my syllable to what they already have.
Yeah.
So now what they're doing is they're just kind of altering it for a different language. And it, you know, it's mixed feelings. I mean, at one point it's kind of cool because the artists actually do the original stuff, but then it's fed into a computer and the computer learns off of that.
Yeah.
And me.
I have a colleague, I guess it's not a coworker, but a colleague. Mm-hmm. And she, it's like, so the uncanny valley is so crazy. It's so clear that she puts on a ton of makeup and stuff, but then also does an AI treatment on herself to make it look like she's like some sparkly, like it's almost like a cyborg type thing. It like doesn't look real. She looks
tell
like
her a, I said what's up.
I will. She's probably exactly your type. Or vice versa too.
Nice.
But yeah, like, I see that and I'm like, gross, dude. Like, that's so weird that you would do that and behave like that. As an animal, I'm like, bang. But, you know, like, and like, it really, when it comes down to it, like, you do whatever you got to do and it's successful. And so I'm probably just being a hater or whatever. But yeah, it's very, the whole thing is very strange to me when, like, people can't go. They were like forgetting how to have human moments together because we're so caught up in this like stupid rat race of short videos and stuff. It's just very, and doing everything we can to attract people's eyes to the things that we do, but then like are miserable the rest of the time, despite the numerical success that we're seeing on screens or in data or whatever.
It's crazy. It is crazy that people can't be there. Like there's, what's the thing? I don't know. Gravy, you might know the term on this. It's not vlogging, but it's like the videos where people have like the animated avatar of themselves just talking. You know what I'm talking about? I see it all the time on like YouTube shorts. It's people will have like an actual animated character being themselves.
Is it like what the Meta did in the metaverse where there's
kind of, except it almost looks like real anime. And that person is the host, but it's literally just like, it's almost like a filter where it's overlaid over top of the person.
They're just talking
away. But just seeing that, it's like, it's not necessarily, I don't want to judge people and psychoanalyze them and say like, you can't be yourself, that you have to put this other
cartoon character on their hosting. It's V-hosting, something like that, V-hosting.
Okay.
And so they're not themselves. They just put this anime character up there that meets, like, you know, all the anime standards of, you know, the beauty and the hair and, sure, you know,
yeah. Just bounciness. It's just what we've done and, with putting dog ears and a snout and
exactly.
On
it's
there,
taking like, it's taking that to like ago. The extreme level.
Wasn't and, it crazy when those things were just cute? Like when like you just be like,
yeah,
like the 12-year-olds would just be like, look at me, I've got a, you know, I've got fire for eyes now, cool. And then yeah. It was just like, thank you for training our models so we can do all this now, which yeah. I'm sure at the time all of us said, this is, they're just training their models so they can take over, and then here they are taking over.
Oh yeah, it's all facial recognition, we're just trying to learn about your face. And now they've got complete AI actresses and actors out there that are now officially being spokespeople. Have you seen that stuff?
Awful. I'll never.
It's insane.
I'll just never support that. You know what's interesting from not, like, I don't consume, despite being on a mainstream radio station, I don't consume mainstream television at all. And so the football and sports have been a thing right now. And so, like, we're watching some TV.
Shout out to the Seahawks.
Yeah, sub dummies. And, you know, we're, like, watching some TV and some commercials and stuff come on. And, like, more than I care to admit have like a, this was generated by AI in the beginning,
yeah.
Like at the, because they're phasing out the humans that would do that, and they can turn it around a lot faster, and they can put filler in a lot easier. And all of those companies that are doing that, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm not going to say any more than that because I'll get in trouble, but like,
yeah, I don't want to name company names or anything like that, but there were, I know people who worked on specific major commercial projects for one of the largest companies in the world,
yeah.
Most recognizable company in the world. And they have the same style of commercial every single year. So they worked on the Super Bowl commercial for them, or sorry, big game commercial for them last year. And it was all done through AI, and they literally had to have human artists come back through and change all of the logos because the AI did not get a single one of their logos correct. And there was over 60 of them in the commercial.
That's awesome.
It's insane to think about. There's like, oh, we're going to take away all the artists doing this, but then they have to hire multiple artists at the end to actually go through and fix everything that AI did.
New rule. If you're, company is profitable, you're not allowed to hire, you're not allowed to use AI and creative. If you're, you know, not that, profitable, those, well, maybe. Oh,
man, you know, they have rules like that everywhere else in the world. Like every other, like, first nation, I guess you
first,
say that.
First
like
world if, nation, is that what you
first
mean?
First world nation, yeah. Sorry. Not native or aboriginal people, you know, we'll just take that away from you.
You're not allowed to have that aboriginal people. No, that's ours now.
But every other first world nation has laws like if a company's profitable, you can't just lay people off to increase your margins.
I did not
know that until like
France
this week.
France specifically is a big one for that. I'm pretty sure that's where I was reading it, where you have to, like, if you're going to do layoffs, you have to both, it has to be like explained, and then you have to give like a runtime of like a year for the people to be able to find other jobs that they're allowed to take and leave. Like, it's like the protecting of the people. And then we call it, anyway, I'm not.
Well, gonna, I mean, they did have guillotines in France. So, I mean, of course, there's a reason why it's going to work better there.
Dude, actually, I saw today that Singapore is doubling down on the caning. And if you're doing scamming, like if you're like doing like virtual scam calls or anything like that, using AI or anything, and you get caught for it, you can personally, or your company, the people of your company, can be personally held responsible with a minimum of 6 strikes from the cane.
Whoa, that's awesome. Can the person who got wronged go and do it?
We'll have to look into that. I'm sure. I doubt it. I bet you they have trained people or whatever. It seems a lot cooler than when you defy the government and in America they just shoot you to death, which is the new trend here. I hope you're not holding your breath about a virtual reality future, because I am holding my breath about it because I want it for my racing simulator. But Zucker turd, his Meta was the biggest of the companies to go all in on that, ripping off Seattle author Neil Stephenson by creating the Metaverse, something that he created with Snow Crash 25 years ago. People, turns out, don't want to wear a headset to do social media, which I'm not surprised by. based on the corniness of Zuckerberg's metaverse that he created with the dumb
avatars. What was it, 2 years ago when we were talking about watching all those people wearing their headsets, walking around Seattle and everything
else? Oh, that's when the Apple ones came out, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because that one, Vision? You can actually see what's in front of you.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's like still projecting it, but it's like, if you really want it to work, it needs to be AR, where it's like,
yeah,
where you can actually see reality, and people can see your eyes back and everything, but there's stuff flashing and stuff, whatever.
Can you imagine a little millisecond delay on that and then just walking across traffic?
Oh, the dream. It's not a good time to be in the VR sphere right now because Meta announced a slashing of their virtual reality department, including a bunch of jobs in Seattle.
Layoffs?
Yeah. But specifically, this thing that they spent literally billions of dollars to launch that just nobody wanted. And like... Yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm on an airplane and I'm not, the big trick to VR is that you have to be stationary.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you're like me and you are playing a game and you get so into it that you try to dive away from the aliens and smash your face head on into a wall.
How many of those videos am I watching every day? A ton.
Back before VR was a mainstream thing, a company that I happen to have a connection to was building one and they invited me to come try it. And certainly did I run into a wall and get a good laugh out of everybody and it like bruise on my face from it. That was really super stupid. Yeah,
that's
I want the PlayStation VR so I can sit down on my simulator and drive around and like be totally immersed in the world because it works on me. VR totally fools my brain immediately, and I absolutely love it. But to get into it is too expensive, and you can't. Hot chicks aren't going to put VR on, dude. They're not going to put goggles on when they have.
That's why you get the VR. You just put the hot chicks in your virtual reality.
Yeah, and then really it's just a hot dog bun that you're f***ing. It's like a... All right.
Why is... What is that attached to your steering wheel? It's a George Foreman grill.
Well... Zucker turd Brandon. I wrote a new intro for him this week. And everything. This is final Nerd Talk story.
Is this because he walled us into his basement?
That was his like
his final goodbye to us.
They're finishing their basement and they put the walls in and we made cardboard cutouts when we visited him for his birthday last year and Brandon trapped them like us in carbonite in the walls. So the next time someone goes to remodel, when they crack open the walls, they're going to find pictures of shirtless Siege and I. Now, see, 15-year-old me would be like, that's funny.
That's awesome.
You guys own houses? That's cool. Okay, well, this is the final one. I was hoping to use this as part of Guinness time. I had some good Guinness times, too, also, but we'll save it for next time. I find it wild that we have a robot that's driving around on the surface of Mars.
Still?
My kid has one of those giant RC F1 cars from Costco, and like we struggle to keep it on the sidewalk, let alone literally 200,000 miles away or whatever, right? On another planet with a 16-minute delay. And I know that our moon is 29 Earths away. That's the best I can do. I don't know how many Earths away Mars is from us right now. Maybe Gravy can do a story.
Yeah, since we're not doing Guinness time, you can use one of your Googles.
So we've had craft on Mars for 30 years now, I think. What was the first one called? Viking, I think is what it was. Or was that on the moon? It doesn't matter. We've had craft on Mars for a long time now, but the current one is the Perseverance rover.
Yeah.
And it's been up there for 5-ish years, if I'm not mistaken.
Has it really only been 5 years?
I think so. And it must be impossible to tell it what to do and how to get along. But like, it's a six-wheel.
Just doing what it wants.
It's about the size. That'd be so dope. It's about the size of a Chevy Bolt, I think. And it's up there doing its thing far, far away. And we give it little commands and it drives a little bit. Then we give it another one. We check it out, move the cameras around, all those things. Siege, genuine question. I think you're going to be a turd, I'm sure. But how far do you think the Perseverance rover has actually traveled in the last 5 years of being on the surface of Mars?
Like 69,420 kilometers.
On the surface itself? Like, not to get there, but like, because it's 200,000 miles
away.
Yeah,
yeah.
How many miles has it traveled?
Probably something around that. Because if it's been, has it really only been 5 years? I can't tell any time. I have no reference of time since 2020. So it feels like it's been a decade. So yeah, probably somewhere around there.
Around 60,000, you said?
69,420. But so yeah, probably somewhere around 60, 70,000.
Kilometers?
Yeah.
Well, the Perseverance rover has almost set a new record for rovers, which it will do this year, likely, assuming nothing breaks down. It has now traveled 26.3 miles.
What? it's like the crawler that's moving Artemis out to the launch pad. It's moving an inch a minute. For 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's barely. Your wow. guess is hilariously wrong. And the fact that you were like, no, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Well, I mean, would you? I'm thinking like road trip. I'm thinking how much I drive in a day. And yeah. then I'm thinking, yeah, this thing's been up there all alone. It's just driving around doing
I think
stuff.
It's embarrassing how little it's gone, to be honest with
real.
You. If you would have said 1,000 miles, I would have been like, dang, that's far. Like, wow, yeah, good job. Right? The fact that it's just completed in December, it completed a marathon, and NASA's like, hooray! Like, I'm like, what?
Man, every person who runs marathons is like, dorks.
Yeah, like, stupid robots, look what I can do. We spent 30 minutes railing on AI and robots, and someone's like, yeah, we're having them run marathons, and it only takes them 5 freaking years, you jerks. It landed-
I mean, we got Boston Dynamics doing side flips and everything else like that at the last AI robotics convention, and then we got Mars rovers up there who have just completed a marathon. You know, is that I wonder sometimes, is that because it's not allowed to go in certain spots? It's not allowed to explore. It's got the, you know, Mars,
yeah, they're traveling
the
around the Jezero
zones.
Crater right now, and it's like they're trying to map the whole thing, and so like you don't want to fall down into the crater, but it's not like a drastic like fall off the edge or whatever, but they don't want it to get
that
stuck.
Cool.
They don't want it to get caught in the sand. It stops and does research for a while. It had that stupid helicopter on it. It's like it wasn't stupid at all. That was incredible.
That's awesome,
but,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine if it did fall into like a cavern and we found everything that we were looking for down there?
Gravy,
we've
just
been
about
looking on the surface the whole time, and it's nope.
Gravy, we need a current distance, okay? Not a fluctuating range, please, okay? He gave us a between 4,000 and 31,000 Earths, and I'm like, no, we need a like this week Wednesday. I think it's currently 220,000 miles away, if I'm not mistaken, like roughly.
Yeah, but we need that in pumpkins or
it's
Earth.
Not? Is that how far the moon is, maybe? Am I messing things up? Whatever. Yeah, and also in pumpkins, please.
Wait, isn't that like when we were trying, when I was talking to you guys, this was a story from the group chat, when we were trying to find out the distance across Australia, and I was just getting so mad because there are no accurate measurements of the width of Australia. It's between this and this.
How has no one done that? Like, how did they not have a scan of the Belgian Grand Prix, but you can't tell me within a mile how far across.
Yeah. They're like between this many kilometers and this many kilometers is the width of Australia. And I'm like,
if you put a fucking belt on Australia, what size does it gotta be, dog?
Yes. I became unreasonably mad that day. I will never let that down.
So we're just 3 weeks shy of when Perseverance rover landed 5 years ago on the surface of Mars, February 18th, 2021.
Man. Yeah. So, dang, it was 2021 when it landed. You know what? I'm probably thinking about when it launched. So when did it launch? It probably is
7 months before that.
Really? That's it?
Just so, unless the AI is lying to me, which it can do, because AI knows what a fact looks
it's
like,
but
not what a
dumb.
Fact is.
It doesn't know what to pick up.
Let's see. I've got the Wikipedia, so that's... Can you imagine what happens when Wikipedia goes away and how nothing on the internet anymore will have... Like, it used to be a laugh that like you could be like, well, I looked it up. Did you look at Wikipedia? Because that's not true. And now Wikipedia is like the last bastion.
Right? I donate to Wikipedia.
I do too.
If I'm being honest. I mean,
yeah, it launched July 30th, 2020 and got there February 18th of 2021. So that's 7 months. Yeah.
Still blows me away some of the stuff that we do with space. And then we're launching Artemis. Hopefully.
Yeah, they rolled the space launch system, the SLS, out to the pad. It's 223 million miles away. Thank you. I knew it was 220 something, says Gravy. That's Mars right now from Mars right now from Earth. And that is 28,000 Earths away approximately, or more precisely 50,162,122 pumpkins.
Thank you.
Wow.
Perfect.
Don't let
That's
anyone,
amazing.
Don't let anyone ever tell you that this isn't a very heady show. It is time to wrap it up and find out what it is that we learned this week. To school us at the end, here is Sean, Tasty Gravy, not Gervin.
That was a lot of Googling I had to do there.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
You didn't have Guinness time, so.
Yeah, because you know, I had to do all the stoic this week, we found out Brandon's dead. Or he's
oh, wow. Yeah. It's canon.
Yeah, he's on a okay. He could be on a plane or an Eagles concert, too, so we don't know.
We don't know, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He could be doing drugs at church. Yep. One of these things is probably it.
We also learned that Siege has some Philly lineage and that he has enough microplastics in his penis to actually be Gritty's father.
Oh. Wow. My God.
That got awesome.
Yeah. You know what else is in there? Kindness and love.
Mm-hmm. In your
so
penis?
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Well. And orange fur for some reason.
Yeah, there's some orange fur in that. Little ginge. That's what he calls it. Little ginge.
We're gingy brothers?
Yeah, and then Greg is going to go explore an adult cream pie during his Osaka special on Gerg's dong diet.
With his McDonald's points.
I'd like him to be clear. I'm not going to explore. I'm going to create. Okay?
Oh, yes. Welcome to the bakery.
Nerd talk, nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.